This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the peace and blessings upon His Prophet, peace be upon him. The best guidance is guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we discussed the first part of how to choose a partner, and I was thinking that Sheikh has finished that part. And we're going to listen to the second part for the brothers. How do they choose their spouse? But he told me not yet. Still, there are some points and some tips he's going to give it to the girls. And I asked him last night, can you please tell me that man who you advise him to take the flower, but he refused to tell me. I told him which part of Somalia he came. He came from, but he refused. Anyway, I don't want to take much of your time, and I don't want to take the time of the Sheikh, because you come to listen to Sheikh Saeed, not to Abdul Qadir. Yeah. All right. And I will welcome Sheikh Saeed to complete the first part and tell us about the second part as well. The boys are waiting their tips. And as I always say to all the brothers, Brother Saeed, and all our sheikhs, and all the good brothers who are in this field, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and guide them and make us those who benefit of what they are teaching us. Please, Brother Sheikh Saeed Raghi, please welcome.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فاعلم أن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Now, the brothers, Jazakumullah Khair, as you can all remember what I stated yesterday, they titled this talk, Hijab, or the hijab of a Muslim woman. And usually I like to surprise I like to surprise the organizers and change things sometimes last minute. I like surprises. So they asked me, since they already reprint or preprint the CDs and the DVDs of the talk, I should address a bit about hijab before I get into the subject, inshallah, which is how to choose a life partner. I don't think any Muslim, any sister or any brother who is sitting here, or Muslim, who is not aware of rulings of hijab. We all know hijab is must. We all know hijab is wajib. My only concern is the hijab that some of the sisters in other places that I've been, I have some observation and concerns about that. Number one, if you go Surah An-Nur, if you go to Surah Al-Ahzab, if you go Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do know what hijab is. We know hijab. And the purpose of hijab is well known. But some of the sisters, they want to be muhajjabat, and at the same time they want to be dressed in a fashion or in a style. So what do? They wear hijab like this and they show their ears. And some of them don't have that pretty ears, but they show their ears. They do. Others, they are what I call sinjab hijab. You know, sin, S-I-N, it means sin. Jab in Arabic means the bringer or the thing that brings. So they wear a hijab that itself will bring a sin, so I call them sinjab hijab. What do? They wear up to here. And of course, they don't wear hijab in a proper way. Every few minutes she has to flip her hijab and wrap it around her head and then redo it again and again and again all the time. My nasiha to such a sister, that this is not a hijab. That is not a hijab. Other observation that I have is the abayat. Abaya that some sisters wear. And what do? They wear abaya jazakumullah khair, and then at the top of the abaya, they wear sweater that is so tight. And they zip it up the sweater. So she looks, when she's walking, especially winter time, she looks one of those hot air balloons. You know how they look from upside down? It looks so funny. So that's also an issue with the sisters and the hijab. The proper hijab, sisters, is the hijab that some of you don't like, and is the jilbab from head to toe. That covers everything. This is the proper hijab, inshallah. Brothers, are you happy with the hijab, sir? It's good to go? Now let's go back to the subject again, which is how to choose life partners. Three things. One, for my last talk last night, Islami way hanaqin horta. is samuhardin anakad nosar digate. You're only talking about us. And it's not true. See, usually I don't try to. Usually, I don't try to entertain people. I usually do what I think this is the appropriate thing. So yes, Sami Islam alayhi yabayna hanaqayna hada annaka nuchidda annaka. I really, that's not my aim, but there is a problem that we need to solve. Islam alayhi yabayna hanaqayna. That's your odayasha, we have to put them aside and say, listen, waiter, you took your time, wait. Now let the young people now benefit from your guidance, but at the same time, do everything based on the Sharia. Two, some of the young brothers, they said, you told the older brothers to take a second and third and fourth wives, and you did not leave anything for us. This is the younger boys. And subhanAllah, I did not say this. However, if you are a good young man, I'm sure the sister would fight over you. They will definitely fight over you. Number three, some of the brothers, they said, we have a list of the brothers, alhamdulillah, who are ready for marriage, who are ready to sign. And mashallah, we can finish the contract here. If everything that I say tonight, if it pleases you, then we can proceed inshallah, and we can do a group marriage, alhamdulillah, and take a photo group photo. Let us continue with what we talked about. I did not finish last night. So I will talk some of the things that a sister may look into a brother before she proceeds with him. First, I will say, this marriage, brothers and sisters, is like establishing a company, establishing a business. So, you have a shareholder and you have another shareholder. So these two shareholders, when they get together, they want to establish Islamic household. Now the capital of this in the business or this company is a love that they have for one another. It's sakina that is needed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها ليسكن إليها. So the purpose of the marriage is to find peace, tranquility, happiness, and to pursue better life, and not to worry about some of the issues. Also, from the purpose of marriage, that women are our libas, and we are libas for women, which means we hide the faults of one another. Now,
that's your beautiful heart.
Now let us continue the things that the sisters would look for a brother. From tonight we start, they look for what is known as shahama, or nobility. What does it mean? See, this young lady, she really wants to get married to this man who is dignified. Who, when they talk, and because, by the way, whether we like it or not, they do talk a lot together. So when they talk, he won't come to his friends and say, listen, I spoke to so-and-so. She told me the size of her shoes and the size of her socks and the size of her, you know, curtains, all that. She wants someone, when she talks to him, not talk about him. This is called shahama. This is noble. She wants a noble man who would not expose or talk about. Also, in this, she doesn't want a man who wants anything in return. Men, they want to talk to this girl and in return he wants her to do certain things for him. Women do not like that. Women like the man who present himself in his status, and that he is himself a noble man. The second thing is the women like, sisters like, and this is a well known fact, is they like a man who will sacrifice anything for them. Sisters, do you agree with me? Yeah, see the hands? Absolutely. They agree. Why? Because she wants a man who will sacrifice his, you know, his buddies, his guy, the guys are getting together tonight to watch a football or to watch a game. And she says, listen, you know, I want this and this. She wants him to drop everything and come running like a bullet. Coming home, she wants someone who will sacrifice his time, his desire, the things that he prefers for her. And of course, that would increase her love for him. And by the way, this is from the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember when Hafsa and Aisha, they got jealous for one of the other wives of the Messenger of Allah. Why? The Messenger of Allah, he loved honey. He loved honey. Aisha and Hafsa could not provide honey for him. But they knew one of his wives, every time he goes to her, she gives him honey. So they got jealous. So they said, let us plan. What should we do? Every time he comes from her house, just tell him, oh my God, did you eat honey, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, yes, what's wrong with me? Oh, your breath is funny. This is the wife of the Messenger of Allah, Aisha al-Hafsa. And then he says, really? And then he goes to another wife. And she says, did you eat honey? He said, why? She said, because you smell funny. The Messenger of Allah said, wallahi, after today, I will never eat honey. This is sacrifice, right? And Allah said, Ya ayyuhan nabiyu lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu laka tabtaghi mardata azwaj. Yani, now imagine Hafsa and Aisha radiyallahu anhum. You know how proud they felt that the Messenger of Allah left the honey that he loves for them, just for them. Women love the man who will sacrifice things for them. Other thing that they like is a man, and we talk a bit about this, is a man who is romantic and loving. Women love to hear the word, I love you. Right? Men, he will say to her, what I say, I love you to you last week, what do you want? You know, I said it to you last week. She said, no, but I want you to assure me that you love me, so I want to hear it twice a day. And he will say, what is it, a medicine? Madawwabu kulli sha'ikan. We finish. You know I love you from last week. And it's done. No. See, women are sometimes, alhamdulillah, and they are very, very good at this, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. She can sacrifice everything and anything for you. She will do anything for you. She will be patient with you if you just let her hear in saying, you saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And by the way, when you become professional in this, you say, I love you, even when she's cursing you. بلا فائدة تاي عرفتي حفائدة ذكرتي مي. I love you, honey. I love you. You know what happens? You know, she will feel like, oh my God, you know, he's so sweet. He's so sweet. And the only reason that you say, I love you, is because you don't want to go back to this cold weather and get the milk. It's not for the sake of Allah. But even them knowing that, to hear from you, I love you, is something nice. other thing that they like, which is a romantic part, is leaving love notes. Leaving love notes. You know, just on the table, sending an email, I miss you, honey. And you really did not even miss her. I miss you, honey. And then, when you go home, everything is beautiful. The other thing that would make this relationship more romantic is writing a poem. How many of you can write a poem? MashaAllah. See, women love words. One of the brothers who came, I said to him, listen, go write a poem for your wife. And sometimes I give bad advice. So he wrote, hey yo, I love you, you so fat. Right? Now, for him, of course, he is really expressing, but this is what he knows. And the young lady, mashallah, she was really fat. So what happened? Both of them came to the office, and she is mad, and he is so mad. He said, I did exactly what you told me. And I said, what did you do? He said, I said, oh yo, I love you, you're so fat. And I'm looking at her, so I have to turn my face away, because she was really taking the whole couch, alhamdulillah. If you have to write something nice, a poem, then you make sure that you study the psychology of your wife. And by the way, the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to love one another and write poems for one another. Remember when Atika bint Zayd, she married Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and she was beautiful, and she was a poet, and he was a poet, and he was a poet. So all day long, what they do, they used to say a poem. He would recite a poem, a love poem for her, and she would respond another love poem, and sometimes she would miss Salah, listen her poems. And one day after Salat al-Jum'ah, Abu Bakr saw him coming to the Salat al-Jum'ah late. قَالَ أَيْنَ كُنْتَ يَا عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ Where were you, Abd al-Rahman? He said, Ya Abata, oh dad, you know, I was really writing a poem for my wife, and she was singing me a poem, and we missed Salah. He said, divorce her. On this one. Abd al-Rahman, he had to listen to his father. So he divorced her. And she was beautiful. And she was a poet, and he was in love, madly in love with her. Abd al-Rahman, he became like a person who was insane. He would walk through the streets of Medina, reciting the poem of his ex-wife. You know, he is, you know, tears on his cheeks, you know, love poems. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu felt sad for him. And he said, okay, go take her back, however, don't ever miss another Jum'ah. So the love poem was only between the Salah. Between Maghrib and Isha was a love poem. But when the Adhan is called, there is no love poem at all. So if you can do this, it's perfectly fine. A man should do this. Also, sisters love a man who is committed and loyal. See, this is something that is so important for women. When you go out and your wife is walking next to you and you're doing shopping and you, mashallah, you're looking around, don't think your wife, she's looking around too. No, she's looking at you. She's looking at you. And mashallah, when you're picking out potatoes and tomatoes and you pick a nice tomato and a beautiful lady passed by, you're like, right? And she is not looking at anywhere else but at your eyes. So
women, in this case, they don't want a man who looks around. They want someone who is so committed, who is only looking at her, who's telling her how beautiful she is. And alhamdulillah, this is one thing that our sisters need. Also, brothers, we talked about other points. They love the man who is so forgiving. So forgiving. Even the older generation nowadays, alhamdulillah, old fathers, they know this aspect very well. They master that art. But a lot of young people don't know that your wife, she knows when she made a mistake, but at the same time, she wants you to forgive her. Overlook everything that she said, everything that she did, and just start a new page. If you do this, she will cherish you. She will honor you, and she will love you. And subhanAllah, from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know what happened in the battle of Uhud? You know, he said to those 50 mujahid, do not come up the mountain. But they did. Have you ever read a hadith or a story, messenger of Allah, blaming those and say, the only reason we lost battle of Uhud 5 years ago is because of those Sahaba? Never. They made a mistake, he moved on. Here in your marriage life, if your wife makes mistake, you move on. You don't, mashallah, some of the brothers, mashallah, December 1994, when we were in a sort of even, you add to your cousin as your brother, you lied. Forget. Don't mention any of this. Pretend that never happened and move on. And that's why in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sunan Tirmidhi, one of the wives, Hadith Aisha, she said, Zawji, إِذَا دَخَلَ فَهِدْ وَإِذَا خَرَجَ أَسْلَ وَلَا يَسْأَلْ عَمَّا أَهْلِ. Yani, alhamdulillah, when he comes, he lets me do whatever I want to do, and when he leaves, he behaves like a man. And it reminded me the story of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, which I will tell you later inshallah if you remind me. Also, they like, because I really want to get into the sisters, some of the brothers are waiting for the sisters' turn. They love the man who is truthful, and he is clear in his approach. Don't like cutting corners, don't like cheating, don't like fabricating things, but who is very honest. You know, I did not come on time because I was talking to Abdul Qadir, and we were chit-chatting, and I missed the appointment. They like those kind of people. Also, they love role model. They love you to lead by example. Not my artwala Quran ulikta, mahad faida dawtai, one so shaqiya, agur gadah fadida. No. You should pick up the mushaf and teach the children. She will teach the children before you come home. You have to teach by example, not by words. And when you say to your wife, do this, you should be the one, you already should be doing this and be engaging that all the time. This is important, and I have almost 25 different points of how to be a role model, but we are, I think, pressing time, and we don't want to go over all this. Women also like, brothers, a man who would never mention anyone else in her presence. Never. The biggest mistake that we do as men is when we mention other wives, other women, in the presence of our wives. Hayyai. Niyad uktahi manta ambara untare samaysay. MashaAllah. Anjarada. Sabayati. Isku dahkariski. If she has a knife, if your wife have a knife, you should be in another next room. Don't ever mention, don't ever say, oh look, at that woman, she was dressed fine. She was dressed nice hijab.
Had egg is Quran and I also dig. What were you looking for? Why?
Don't ever mention. Whatever other people do, that's their problem. Don't ever mention other women in the presence of your wives. This is the biggest mistake that as men we do. But we think by reminding her or showing what other women did, we are teaching her so she can improve herself. No. You're digging a grave for yourself if you ever do that. Trust me, I've been imam long enough to understand and learn that. Now let us see the things that may cherish and encourage the love that your wife may have for you. One is spend quality time together. Women love, they obsess with quality time. Spend quality time. Get rid of the kids. As I usually say, take them to the zoo and leave them. And just bring your wife back and go out and spend some time together. No one else. Or take them to your neighbors and spend time with her and then go to a park or come home and alhamdulillah, enjoy and sit next to your wife. Next to your wife. One of the sisters, Somali sister, gerçile gursete. You know, one of those guys that they sponsor them because they couldn't find anyone to marry that locally, so they bring someone. They import someone. So she wants to show her husband that she loves him. So what does she do? لحرية قفصت سوقة. بلا أدبتي هاي ولا حاجة ما قبل سوق بين مرين معي. You have no respect. Get away from me. This is not. يعني no. This is your wife. Yeah, maybe لحرية قفصت. I'm not encouraging that. Maybe it's a little bit too far. But hadiyat gaanta qabsatid gabadhaada. What would happen? Had idona. Horta islaamu ma qabsaniyan gaan weyn ogni. Abad. Lakin it is from our deen to be compassionate, and inshallah it's coming up. The second thing is and this is probably maybe some of the Islam is imagine if and this is, by the way, I don't know how to yani. It is okay, and one of the things is it's okay to be romantic. Yani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he used to do, he used to take shower and bath with his wife. يعني ميل بكو ده ميلين شرين أنا يدين شلعية right now imagine إسلامتي عن برو وقضي يقول لك تري إنا كان وضع ميلان so سنة this is the سنة صح this is دين تيلاهي صوبوت كسوبوت نشك صدح الطلاق ما يقول لي بلها or three cash no credit he would divorce on the spot لا ما أنا ذي اللذي لا نقتك بلا عند بيلا لا كنا ونقتك there is no way There is no way in life in Islam to agree that this is from the Sunnah. As a matter of fact, one of the halaqas that I was teaching The children went back home and they said, well, Sheikh Saeed said, it's sunnah to take baths together. Dad, I never see you taking bath with my mother. Oh my God. Islami hi magalada. Do you know what they teach our children? Do you? Now we became, they boycott us because they thought we're teaching them something with sikha. Nabigi Subbana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayyilin gabar yusullam mayyilin chir hishon ma'ayyan. Now, this is one of the things that is from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know it's not for everyone. It's not for anyone, not everyone. But it depends the personality of the wife. Also, one of the other things that really your women, your wife will love you, is if you help her around the house. Help your wife, you know, cleaning, taking care of the children. Help them around the house. It's from the sunnah. When men, we know from the sunnah that a man can have four wives. That's the sunnah that we all know. And every gathering that we go, we talk about that. Four wives, you know, gabar kalamid labad misadahad mila farad. We cannot even handle the first one. And women, the only sunnah that they know is my husband should help me around the house. As a matter of fact, both of them should be aware and informed about this. One of the sisters who came to complain about her husband, she said, my husband, he has to follow the sunnah. What is the sunnah? He has to cut the meat like the messenger of Allah. He has to sweep the floor like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has to do housework. He has to be mihnat nafsi. He has to take care of himself and so on. I said, fine. So, to prove a point, I admonished the brother. I say, you call yourself Muslim, you call yourself Sunni, you call yourself this, you should do this, you should do this, you should clean the house. And I said to the sister, do you agree? She said, yes. I said, he has to wash the dishes. Do you agree? Yes. He has to do this. He has to take four wives. Do you agree? No. I said, sister, but this is also sunnah. Sisters, they want selective sunnah. And the brothers, they want selective sunnah. But if we want the sunnah, it's all this. Also from the sunnah, ya ikhwati fillah, is to give a gift. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, tahadu, tahabu. Give a gift to one another and you will love one another. Now the first person who is deserving this love is your spouse, especially your wife. Especially your wife. So give her a gift. Send her gifts, because subhanAllah, that will change the mood of your wife. But get her a gift that she can use. Gift that she can use. The other thing that the women love, they love to be praised. They love in Allah Amaro. How much time do I have? They love to be praised. So inshaAllah, praise your wife as much as you can. Habi anta da'ani kareen afghani, she doesn't know how to cook anything. She said, mashallah, the food is delicious. Hadday ay basari ay tahay, mashallah, aqalku is so clean, the house is so clean. You know, if she's not, just praise your wife left and right. Because when you praise her 10 times, if you correct her once, she won't feel offended. But if you criticize her 10 times and you praise her once, then that praise will not have any effect in your marriage life. So praise her as much as you can. I have almost 38 pages left for the issue, but I want to get to the brother's side because the brothers have been waiting and it's not right for me to talk about the what the sisters need and what the sisters like and what the sister wants, without talking about the brothers and the need of the brothers, which is essential and very important. Brothers, first of all, when you look, when you want to marry a woman, first thing that you should look is her deen. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true. He said, "Tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba." You marry women for four reasons, four things: for her beauty, for her status, for her wealth, and then he said, and for her deen. And then he said, hold on to the one with the deen. Hold on to the one with the deen. Why? Because wealth may vanish. Beauty, she will get old. Status, it may not veil or help. So marry the one that has deen. And by the way, as we mentioned, hijab and the libas of the sisters is deen. Other women that you should look for is a woman whom her mahar. I know some of the sisters, listen to this, brothers. Some of the sisters, some of the mothers may disagree with me, but I'm open for disagreement. Women whom their mahar is not high. If the wife is marrying you because of your money, she's not for you. But if she's marrying you because of your deen and because of your character or because of your responsible individual, ala barakatillah, move on. Go ahead and marry your sister. If you remember the story of Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu anhu wa rahimah. Sa'id bin Musayyib, he was blessed with a daughter. Inan Qurhbaran. Not only she was beautiful, but she was also very knowledgeable. Al-Walid, the Amir of the country, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he proposed Abdul Malik for his son Al-Malik bin Abdul Malik bin Marwan. For his son Al-Walid. Sa'id bin Musayyib said, no, I will not marry my daughter to a man who may cause her to lose her deen. Not because of your money that I will give you my daughter. I don't want you to marry my daughter. Fine. Another wealthy man, no. Another famous man, no. Finally, a young student by the name Abu Wada'a, Abdullah ibn Kathir, Kathir ibn Abdullah ibn Abi Wada, who was a student of Sa'id ibn Musayyib, was absent from the halaqah for 3 days. He came back and then he said, where have you been? Qala ya imam, my wife died. He said, why don't you tell us so we can help you? He said, no, I didn't want to bother you. Then he wanted to get up. Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, no, sit down. He sat down. After the halaqah is over, he said to him, did you get married after your wife? He said, no. And who would marry me? And I only have two to three dirhams. Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, I'll marry you, my daughter. The man said, I was shocked. I was shocked. You just said no to Al-Walid bin Abdul Malik bin Marwan. And you want me to marry your daughter? I was shocked. He said, yes. Two people were witnesses. He did the nikah for 2 dirham and he moved on. This student said, he said, I went to my house not believing that what happened was reality. Sa'id ibn Musayyib married me his daughter for 2 dirhams? Yes. Why, ya ikhwati fillah? Because Aisha radiyallahu anha stated more than 3 ahadith from the barakah of the young ladies that her expenses is minimum. From the barakah of the marriage is for the expenses and the mahar of that young lady is minimum. Not high, but low. As soon as you ask this young man to pay so much money and do this wedding and do the nikah and aqal ki and this, then that wedding, that marriage has no barakah. Beside the heredity, has no barakah. So you should look for someone who's asking nothing. It is very strange. That our sisters, and the sisters, you should listen to this, when they marrying non-Somali, the mahar, it's so simple. The wedding is so simple. Marku inadarke so dono, Allahu Akbar. Aqal kasan doniye, I want this, I want that. We have a sister in our community. She married a new Muslim. A white guy. Nothing is wrong. I love new Muslims. I love them. She married him. I'm performing the nikah. And I said, and what is your mahar? Her brother is there. What is your sister's mahar? The brother, he said, ask him. I said, Akhi, what is your wife, future's wife's mahar? He said, 25 cents. Yani a quarter of a dollar. I said, say that again. He said 25 cents. I mean $25, 2500, 250, 25, thousand. No, 25 cents. And then I said, can you please go and ask the sister? Because listen, 25 cents, it won't even buy you a lollipop. Yeah, what do you want to do with 25 cents? And of course, she played righteous. And she said, no, gurku wa taqwa wa khawf Allah. I said, fine, 25 cents. Okay. Subhanallah, 25 cents. He married her. He put her in a basement. Her grandmother's basement. He doesn't live with her. He said, you want to see me? Come. Uqsimu billah. Wallah. Winter time. With her hijab and jilbab, he will bring her to the masjid on a bike. One of the old Somali wuxuu yiri, kuwa iyagana baabuur dheer bay ka ashkatoonayaan, kana baaskeelad buu saaray. It's true. Subhanallah, he left the country, he divorced her. She comes back, she says, Sheikh Saeed, you know everything. I want you to write me a letter of divorce. Warqad dayli isi. Okay, khair inshallah. Mahad kufalasa, why? Because I'm getting married. I say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Now I thought, mashallah, and say, and how much is the mahr this time? She said, 25,000. Shin yalla batan kun. O dollar. I said, he must be Somali. She said, yeah, he's my cousin. What is this? Marco, my cousin, imagine one of us, when a Somali guy comes, when an ajnabi comes, is okay. So, it shouldn't be this way. It should be the mahar, generally something acceptable. Something that is decent, something a sister is happy with, and the brother is happy with, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help both, if this is what they tend to do, is to protect themselves. This other thing, the brothers should look into it, and I know the sister would be mad, and extremely upset with this one, but I really have to say it. I've been imam for over 10 years, and I came to a conclusion that the reason that divorce takes place with a certain group of people is because of 1, 2, 3. If you can, do not marry a young lady whom her mother was divorced, or is divorcee. Ah. See? I'll tell you why. I know some sisters have been abused, mistreated, and alhamdulillah, those they have right. And we should not blame the young lady for this or for the mother for that. But in the West, what happened is, we came from Somalia, our women, they found independency, a lot of them, not all of them, and what they did, they left their husbands, so the divorce took place. This young lady now, she doesn't know the problem and the struggle that her mother went through. So she thinks divorce is so simple. My mother survived, I can survive. My mother is divorcee, I can be divorced tomorrow, I don't care this man. She already has experience. And that's what they always say, I'm studying, I'm getting my education, when I get divorced tomorrow. She's already planning to get divorced. She's already planning to get divorced. Why? Because her mother or her older sister is the divorcee. So when you're getting married, I'm not saying we should judge the sisters like this. I know a lot of them will get out of the list, get off the list. But I'm saying, if the sister's parent, mother or a sister is divorced, then you should be careful, because most likely she would take the issue of divorce very light, but not all the time. Number four, since I'm running out of time, and I'd like to leave sometimes and for question and answer and relieve you from this, because you've been sitting here for since morning. You should look the ma'adan, the family of that young lady, especially her mother and her sisters. Haday Islam Marwa'a Aitahai, Alhamdulillah, or so that the Hesad Hakasonogon or Rosiada, or Loguyagano Magurugeda, Yahalakadeda, Yahuran Keda, Yakitab Keda, and she is a mother like this, she respects her husband, Alhamdulillah, she's from a good family. She's from a good family. So be careful. How do you know if this woman can be sustained and you can keep this wife? Is by watching, learning, asking about her mother and her relatives, sisters and so on. But there are always exceptions. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi Buha, Inan kisina wuhu kuyira ya abunay arkab ma'ana wa la takum ma'al kafirin. So ma'aqam kafirin. So it could happen both ways. Now let us go quick. What a sister may look into, a brother should look into a sister, which is the biggest mistake, which is the beauty, and we say we should look over that. Second thing that they look is not the beauty of the face, but the physical appearance. And that's why is a human, is a man's nature. It's a man's nature that they like women with a certain looks. And that's why most of the fitness centers, their members are women. Because women know that men like this by nature, therefore they have to look a certain way and so on. But a mu'min, of course, he has a different agenda and different conditions. Other thing, ya ikhwati fillah, that men usually look in women, studies show, is the smile. If the sister has a pleasant smile, then alhamdulillah. Like mid market qosa show after kasal ba 10. That's a different case. After til qodba. No, stay away from that one. Also, men like women that is aqila, a rational woman who can analyze situation, puts her emotions aside, analyze the situation, and they come to a rational conclusion. And this is what most men look for. Also, men usually like women who beautify themselves for their husbands. Not they beautify by nature, but they also beautify. Now, most of the Somali women, and but also generally Muslim women, they are very attractive, or they prepare themselves when gormes qurhiyan dumarku markay bahiyan. They only look beautiful when someone else is going to look at them. None of their husbands. All the dahab kuso ibiye shuwa ladi nika wa Allah hirniya nikale ama melkale. All the beautiful dir'iyadi melka Allah hirniya somewhere else. Not for the husband. And it should be other way around. Women should be very modest outside, and it should be beautiful for her husband, beautiful for her husband. One of the brothers was saying that he said every time that my wife dresses nice is when I'm driving, and I see her nice is when I'm driving her to a wedding. To a wedding, or we're going for Azima. So he said, I called her over the phone and I said, we are invited, so get ready. So alhamdulillah, everything. He said, I walk into my house and my wife is so beautiful. So beautiful. So gorgeous. He said, I closed the door and I sat down. Let's go. He said, no, there is no invitation. I just miss the beauty of my wife and I want to see and enjoy my wife. Say to the Makar Rabbah, are you serious? Are you serious? Wallahi wa anka arinto. All day long, I was for you? No. This is what she did. She took her hand and she mopped her face. Imagine Hamuraddi in the kushi wahwalba colorful by Nogatu Wichigadi. Wahuri wallahi wahiwakata iblis. Hamuraddi ogan aro. Now this should not be the case. Yani il mara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ماذا قال? Al mara tu saliha. من إذا نظر إليها زوجها صرت She is so beautiful for her husband. And when he tells her to do something, she obeys. There's a lot to talk, inshallah. And I don't want to overkill you with this. But I will tell the sisters one last nasiha. And this is for men, and this is the studies that the Western and the Eastern society came conclusion. They said, Ninko, man when he's on his 20s, he's more concerned about the looks of that young lady. How fine she looks. How beautiful she looks. 30s, they don't look into the beauty much, but they look into their intellect. She's intelligent, she's smart, she's rational. 40s, men, they want someone who will take care of them. Someone who will take care of, you know, his needs. Someone who will not say, no, someone who will take care of. This is the three. 20s, appearance. 30s, logic and rational and stability. 40s, someone who will maintain and take care of him. This is the three categories of men, and this is what they like. So when the sisters, mashallah, is dealing with these, she has to be. My next, inshallah, maybe one day we will talk about how to maintain this marriage. Husband and wife got together. Sometimes they said, marriage is the end of love, or the end of love is marriage. It shouldn't be like this. As a matter of fact, it should be the key of love is marriage. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you get married, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, they all give you gifts. And the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَجَعَلَ بَيْنُكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. This is the gift of the marriage. So inshallah, maybe one day perhaps we will talk about how to maintain a relationship between husband and wife. Well, this is what I have to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَعْلَى وَأَعْلَمْ جَزَاكُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ.
جزاكم الله خير. الحمد لله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our brother Saeed for this beautiful lecture and all these comments, even though We will have another session in private. We took all the elderly out, including me. We will be out. And we leave the youngsters with the sheikh.
And then the sheikh will have more time and more explanation and more discussion, inshallah. Then we'll wait for the next session, inshallah, which is going to be completely private. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سامي السلام عليك يا بيني حناقين هذا أنك نوتي ده أنك I really that's not my aim but there is a problem that we need to solve. إسلام هو إني قدر رزق حدنا that's يا الله يا شو فنتي we have to put them aside and say listen waiter you took your time wait now let the young people now benefit from your guidance but at the same time do everything based on the Sharia. Two. Some of the young brothers, they said, you told the older brothers to take a second and third and fourth wives, and you did not leave anything for us. This is the younger boys. And subhanAllah, I did not say this. However, if you are a good young man, I'm sure the sister would fight over you. They will definitely fight over you. Number three, some of the brothers, they said, we have a list of the brothers, alhamdulillah, who are ready for marriage, who are ready to sign, and mashallah, we finish, we can finish the contract here. If everything that I say tonight, if it pleases you, then we can proceed, inshallah, and we can do a group marriage, alhamdulillah, and take a photo group photo. Let us continue with what we talked about. I did not finish last night. So I will talk some of the things that a sister may look into a brother before she proceeds with him. First I will say, this marriage, brothers and sisters, it's like establishing a company, establishing a business. So, you have a shareholder and you have another shareholder. So these two shareholders, when they get together, they want to establish Islamic household. Now the capital of this in the business or this company is a love that they have for one another. It's sakina that is needed as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا. So the purpose of the marriage is to find peace, tranquility, happiness, and to pursue better life and not to worry about some of the issues. Also, from the purpose of marriage, that women are our libas, and we are libas for women, which means we hide the faults of one another. Now,
that's your beautiful heart.
Now let us continue the things that the sisters would look for a brother. From tonight we start, they look for what is known as shahama or nobility. What does it mean? See, this young lady, she really wants to get married to this man who is dignified. Who, when they talk, and because, by the way, whether we like it or not, they do talk a lot together. So, when they talk, he won't come to his friends and say, listen, I spoke to so-and-so, Halal and Aisha, Ukaratirina, Yonla Sheikh Isiniye. She told me the size of her shoes and the size of her socks and the size of her, you know, curtains, all that. She wants someone, when she talks to him, not talk about him. This is called shahama. This is noble. She wants a noble man who would not expose or talk about. Also, in this, she doesn't want a man
who wants anything in return? Men, they want to talk to this girl, and in return, he wants her to do certain things for him. Women do not like that. Women like the man who presents himself in his status, and that he is himself a noble man. The second thing is the women like, sisters like, and this is a well-known fact, is they like a man who will sacrifice anything for them. Sisters, do you agree with me? Yeah, see the hands? Absolutely. They agree. Why? Because she wants a man who will sacrifice his, you know, his buddies, his guy. The guys are getting together tonight to watch a football or to watch a game. And she says, listen, you know, I want this and this. She wants him to drop everything and come running like a bullet. Coming home, she wants someone who will sacrifice his time, his desire, the things that he prefers for her. And of course, that would increase her love for him. By the way, this is from the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember when Hafsa and Aisha, they got jealous from one of the other wives of the Messenger of Allah. Why? The Messenger of Allah, he loved honey. He loved honey. Aisha and Hafsa could not provide honey for him. But they knew one of his wives, every time he goes to her, she gives him honey. So they got jealous. So they said, let us plan. What should we do? Every time he comes from her house, just tell him, oh my God, did you eat honey, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, yes, what's wrong with me? Oh, your breath is funny. This is the wife of the Messenger of Allah, Aisha al-Hafsa. And then he says, really? And then he goes to another wife. And she says, did you eat honey? He said, why? She said, because you smell funny. The Messenger of Allah said, wallahi, after today, I will never eat honey. This is sacrifice, right? And Allah said, Ya ayyuhan nabi, lima tuharrimu ma ahalla Allahu laka, tabtaghi mardata azwaj. Yani, now imagine Hafsa and Aisha radiallahu anhum. You know how proud they felt that the Messenger of Allah left the honey that he loves for them, just for them. Women love the man who will sacrifice things for them. Other thing that they like is a man, and we talk a bit about this, is a man who is romantic and loving. Women love to hear the word, I love you. Right? Men, he will say to her, what I say, I love you to you last week. What do you want? You know, I said it to you last week. She said, no, but I want you to assure me that you love me, so I want to hear it twice a day. And he will say, what is it, a medicine? We finish. You know I love you from last week. And it's done. No. See, women are sometimes, alhamdulillah, and they are very, very good at this, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. She can sacrifice everything and anything for you. She will do anything for you. She will be patient with you if you just let her hear it saying, you saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And by the way, when you become professional in this, you say, I love you, even when she's cursing you. Bila fa'idatai, arti hafa'idu dhikatimi. I love you, honey. I love you. You know what happens? You know, she will feel like, oh my God, you know, he's so sweet. He's so sweet. And the only reason that you say, I love you, is because you don't want to go back to this cold weather and get the milk. It's not for the sake of Allah. But even them knowing that, to hear from you, I love you, is something nice. Other thing that they like, which is a romantic part, is leaving love notes. Leaving love notes. You know, just on the table, sending an email, I miss you, honey. And you really did not even miss her. I miss you, honey. And then, when you go home, everything is beautiful. The other thing that would make this relationship more romantic is writing a poem. How many of you can write a poem? MashaAllah. See, women love words. One of the brothers who came, I said to him, listen, go write a poem for your wife. And sometimes I give bad advice. So he wrote, hey yo, I love you, you so fat. Right? Now, for him, of course, he is really expressing, but this is what he knows. And the young lady, mashallah, she was really fat. So what happened? Both of them came to the office, and she is mad, and he is so mad. He said, I did exactly what you told me. And I said, what did you do? He said, I said, oh yo, I love you, you're so fat. And I'm looking at her, so I have to turn my face away because she was really taking the whole couch, alhamdulillah. If you have to write something nice, a little poem, then you make sure that you study the psychology of your wife. And by the way, the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to love one another and write poems for one another. Remember when Atika bint Zayd, she married Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anha, and she was beautiful, and she was a poet, and he was a poet, and he was a poet. So all day long, what they do, they used to say a poem. He would recite a poem, a love poem for her, and she would respond another love poem, and sometimes she would miss Salah, listen her poems. And one day after Salat al-Jum'ah, Abu Bakr saw him coming to the Salat al-Jum'ah late. قَالَ أَيْنَ كُنْتَ يَا عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ Where were you, Abd al-Rahman? He said, Ya Abata, oh dad, you know, I was really writing a poem for my wife and she was singing me a poem and we missed the Salah. He said, divorce her. On this one. Abd al-Rahman, he had to listen to his father. So he divorced her. She was beautiful. And she was a poet. And he was in love, madly in love with her. Abd al-Rahman, he became like a person who was insane. He would walk through the streets of Medina, reciting the poem of his ex-wife. You know, he is, you know, tears on his cheeks. You know, love poems. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu felt sad for him. And he said, okay, go take her back, however, don't ever miss another Jum'ah. So the love poem was only between the Salah. Between Maghrib and Isha was a love poem. But when the Adhan is called, there is no love poem at all. So if you can do this, it's perfectly fine. A man should do this. Also, sisters love a man who is committed and loyal. See, this is something that is so important for women. When you go out and your wife is walking next to you and you're doing shopping and you, mashallah, you're looking around, don't think your wife, she's looking around too. No, she's looking at you. She's looking at you. And mashallah, when you're picking out potatoes and tomatoes and you pick a nice tomato and a beautiful lady passed by, you're like, right? And she is not looking at anywhere else but at your eyes. So, women, in this case, they don't want a man who looks around. They want someone who is so committed, who is only looking at her, who's telling her how beautiful she is. And alhamdulillah, this is one thing that our sisters need. Also, brothers, we talked about other points. They love the man who is so forgiving. So forgiving. Even the older generation nowadays, alhamdulillah, old fathers, they know this aspect very well. They master that art. But a lot of young people don't know that your wife, she knows when she made a mistake, but at the same time, she wants you to forgive her. Overlook everything that she said, everything that she did, and just start a new page. If you do this, she will cherish you. She will honor you, and she will love you. And subhanAllah, from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know what happened in the Battle of Uhud? You know, he said to those 50 mujahid, do not come up the mountain. But they did. Have you ever read a hadith or a story, messenger of Allah, blaming those and saying, the only reason we lost Battle of Uhud 5 years ago is because of those Sahaba? Never. They made a mistake, he moved on. Here in your marriage life, if your wife makes mistake, you move on. You don't, mashallah, some of the brothers, mashallah, December 1994, when we were in a supermarket, so even Nate, you are to your cousin as your brother, you lied. Forget. Don't mention any of this. Pretend that never happened and move on. And that's why in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, one of the wives, Hadith Aisha, she said, Zawji, إِذَا دَخَلَ فَهِدْ وَإِذَا خَرَجَ أَسْأَلْ وَلَا يَسْأَلْ عَمَّا أَهْلِ. Alhamdulillah, when he comes, he lets me do whatever I want to do, and when he leaves, he behaves like a man. And it reminded me the story of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, which I will tell you later inshallah if you remind me. Also, they like, because I really want to get into the sisters, some of the brothers are waiting for the sisters' turn, they love the man who is truthful, and he is clear in his approach. Don't like cutting corners, don't like cheating, don't like fabricating things, but who is very honest. You know, I did not come on time because I was talking to Abdul Qadir and we were chit-chatting and I missed the appointment. They like those kind of people. Also, they love role model. They love you to lead by example. Not my artwala Quran Rudikta, Mahad Faida Dautai, one so shaqaya, agurga dehfadida. No. You should pick up the mushaf and teach the children. She will teach the children before you come home. You have to teach by example, not by words. And when you say to your wife, do this, you should be the one, you already should be doing this and be engaging that all the time. This is important, and I have almost 25 different points of how to be a role model, but we are, I think, pressing time and we don't want to go over all this. Women also like, brothers, a man who would never mention anyone else in her presence. Never. The biggest mistake that we do as men is when we mention other wives, other women, in the presence of our wives. Hayyai. Miyad ukta haymanta ambara untare samaysay. MashaAllah. Anjarada. Sabayati. Isku dehkariski. If she has a knife, if your wife have a knife, you should be in another next room. Don't ever mention, don't ever say, oh look, that woman, she was dressed fine. She was dressed nice hijab.
What were you looking for? Why?
Don't ever mention. Whatever other people do, that's their problem. Don't ever mention other women in the presence of your wives. This is the biggest mistake that as men we do. But we think by reminding her or showing what other women did, we are teaching her so she can improve herself. No. You're digging a grave for yourself if you ever do that. Trust me, I've been imam long enough to understand and learn that. Now let us see the things that may cherish and encourage the love that your wife may have for you. One is spend quality time together. Women love, they obsess with quality time. Spend quality time. Get rid of the kids. As I usually say, take them to the zoo and leave them. And just bring your wife back and go out and spend some time together. No one else. Or take them to your neighbors and spend time with her and then go to a park or come home and alhamdulillah, enjoy and sit next to your wife. Next to your wife. One of the sisters, Somali sister, gerçile gursetey. You know, one of those guys that they sponsor them because they couldn't find anyone to marry the locally, so they bring someone. They import someone. So she wants to show her husband that she loves him. So what does she do? لحرية قفصة سوقة. لا بلا أدبدي هاي ولا حاجة ما قبل سوق بين مرين عايك. You have no respect. Get away from me. This is not. يعني no. This is your wife. Yeah, maybe لحرية قفصة. I'm not encouraging that. Maybe it's a little bit too far. But hadiyat gaanta qabsatid gabadhaada. What would happen? Maxaad dhici doona? Horta islaamuhu ma qabsanayaan gacan weyn ogne. Abad. Lakin it is from our deen to be compassion, and inshallah it's coming up. The second thing is and this is probably maybe some of the Islam is imagine if and this is, by the way, I don't know how to yani. It is okay, and one of the things is it's okay to be romantic. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he used to do, he used to take shower and bath with his wife. يعني ميل بكو ده ميلين شرين أنا يدين شرعية right now imagine إسلامتي عن برو وقضي يقول لك كتري إنا كيف وضع ميلان so سنة أبو this is the سنة صح this is دين تيلاهي صوبوت كسوبوت تشكي صدح الطلاق ما يصير يقول لي بلها or three cash no credit he will divorce on the spot لا ما أنا دلذي لا أنا قتك بلا أن عند بيلا لا كده ولا قتك there is no way There is no way in life in Islam to agree that this is from the Sunnah. As a matter of fact, one of the halaqa that I was teaching, the children went back home and they said, well, Sheikh Saeed said, it's Sunnah to take a bath together. Dad, I never see you taking bath with my mother. Oh my God. Islami hi magalada. Do you know what they teach our children? Do you? Now we became, they boycott us because they thought we're teaching them something with sikha. Nabigi Subbana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayyilin gabadi sulla mayrin chir hishon ma'ayyan. Now, this is one of the things that is from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know it's not for everyone. It's not for anyone, not everyone. But it depends the personality of the wife. Also, one of the other things that really your women, your wife will love you, is if you help her around the house. Help your wife, you know, cleaning, taking care of the children. Help them around the house. It's from the Sunnah. When men, we know from the Sunnah that a man can have four wives. That's the Sunnah that we all know. And every gathering that we go, we talk about that. Four wives, you know, Gabar Kalamid, Labad, Misad Dahad, Mila Farad, Tiora Lilida Nahada. The way we cannot even handle the first one. And women, the only sunnah that they know is my husband should help me around the house. As a matter of fact, both of them should be aware and informed about this. One of the sisters who came to complain about her husband, she said, my husband, he has to follow the sunnah. What is the sunnah? He has to cut the meat like the messenger of Allah. He has to sweep the floor like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has to do housework. He has to be a mihnat in nafsi. He has to take care of himself and so on. I said, fine. So, to prove a point, I admonished the brother. I said, you call yourself Muslim. You call yourself Sunni. You call yourself this. You should do this. You should do this. You should clean the house. And I said to the sister, do you agree? She said, yes. I said, he has to wash the dishes. Do you agree? Yes. He has to do this. He has to take four wives. Do you agree? No. I said, sister, but this is also sunnah. Sisters, they want selective sunnah. And the brothers, they want selective sunnah. But if we want the sunnah, it's all this. Also from the sunnah, ya ikhwati fillah, is to give a gift. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, tahadu, tahabu. Give a gift to one another and you will love one another. Now the first person who is deserving this love is your spouse, especially your wife. Especially your wife. So give her a gift. Send her gifts. Because, subhanAllah, that will change the mood of your wife. But get her a gift that she can use. Gift that she can use. The other thing that the women love, they love to be praised. They love in Allah Amara. How much time do I have? Sorry. They love to be praised. So inshaAllah, praise your wife as much as you can. She doesn't know how to cook anything. She said, mashallah, the food is delicious. Mashallah, aqalku is so clean. The house is so clean. You know, if she's not, just praise your wife left and right. Because when you praise her 10 times, if you correct her once, she won't feel offended. But if you criticize her 10 times and you praise her once, then that praise will not have any effect in your marriage life. So praise her as much as you can. I have almost 38 pages left for the issue, but I want to get to the brothers' sides because the brothers have been waiting, and it's not right for me to talk about the what the sisters need and what the sisters like and what the sister wants without talking about the brothers and the need of the brothers, which is essential and very important. Brothers, first of all, when you look, when you want to marry a woman, first thing that you should look is her deen. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true. He said, "Tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba." You marry women for four reasons, four things. For her beauty, for her status, for her wealth, and then he said, and for her deen. And then he said, hold on to the one with the deen. Hold on to the one with the deen. Why? Because wealth may vanish. Beauty, she will get old. Status, it may not veil or help. So marry the one that has deen. And by the way, as we mentioned, hijab and the libas of the sisters is deen. Other women that you should look for is a woman whom her mahr, I know some of the sisters, listen to this brothers, some of the sisters, some of the mothers may disagree with me, but I'm open for disagreement. Women whom their mahr is not high. If the wife is marrying you because of your money, she's not for you. But if she's marrying you because of your deen and because of your character or because of your responsible individual, ala barakatillah, move on. Go ahead and marry that sister. If you remember the story of Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu anhu wa rahimah. Sa'id bin Musayyib, he was blessed with a daughter. Inan Qurhbaran. Not only she was beautiful, but she was also very knowledgeable. Al-Walid, the Amir of the country, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he proposed Abdul Malik for his son Al-Malik bin Abdul Malik bin Marwan. For his son Al-Walid. Sa'id bin Musayyib said, no, I will not marry my daughter to a man who may cause her to lose her deen. Not because of your money that I will give you my daughter. I don't want you to marry my daughter. Fine. Another wealthy man, no. Another famous man, no. Finally, a young student by the name Abu Wada'a, Abdullah ibn Kathir, Kathir ibn Abdullah ibn Abi Wada, who was a student of Sa'id ibn Musayyib, was absent from the halaqa for 3 days. He came back and then he said, where have you been? Qala ya Imam, my wife died. He said, why don't you tell us so we can help you? He said, no, I didn't want to bother you. Then he wanted to get up. Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, no, sit down. He sat down. After the halaqah is over, he said to him, did you get married after your wife? He said, no. And who would marry me? And I only have two to three dirhams. Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, I'll marry you, my daughter. The man said, I was shocked. You just said no to Al-Walid bin Abdul Malik bin Marwan. And you want me to marry your daughter? I was shocked. He said, yes. Two people were witnesses. He did the nikah for 2 dirham and he moved on. This student said, I went to my house not believing that what happened was reality. Sa'id ibn Musayyib married me his daughter for 2 dirhams? Yes. Why, ya ikhwati fillah? Because Aisha radiyallahu anha is stating more than 3 ahadith from the barakah of the young ladies that her expenses is minimum. From the barakah of the marriage is for the expenses, and the mahr of that young lady is minimum. Not high, but low. As soon as you ask this young man to pay so much money, and do this wedding, and do the nikah, and aqal ki, and this, then that wedding, that marriage has no barakah. Beside the heredity, has no barakah. So, you should look for someone who's asking nothing. It is very strange, that our sisters, and the sisters, you should listen to this, when they marrying non-Somali, the mahar, it's so simple. The wedding is so simple. Marku ina derke so dono, Allahu Akbar. Akal kasan doniye, I want this, I want that. We have a sister in our community. She married a new Muslim. A white guy. Nothing is wrong. I love new Muslims. I love them. She married him. I'm performing the nikah. And I said, and what is your mahar? Her brother is there. What is your sister's mahar? The brother, he said, ask him. I said, Akhi, what is your wife, future wife's mahar? He said, 25 cents. Yani a quarter of a dollar. I said, say that again. He said, 25 cents. I mean, $25, 2500, 250, 25, you know, 1000. No, 25 cents. And then I said, can you please go and ask the sister? Because, listen, 25 cents, it won't even buy you a lollipop. Yeah, what do you want to do with 25 cents? And of course, she played righteous. And she said, no, gurku wa taqwa wa khawf Allah. I said, fine, 25 cents. Okay. Subhanallah, 25 cents. He married her. He put her in a basement. Her grandmother's basement. He doesn't live with her. He said, you want to see me? Come. Uqsimu billah. Wallah. Winter time. With her hijab and jilbab, he will bring her to the masjid on a bike. One of the old Somali wuxuu yiri, kuwa iyagana baabuur dheer bay ka ashkatoonayaan, kana baaskeelad buu saaray. It's true. Subhanallah, he left the country, he divorced her. She comes back, she says, Sheikh Saeed, you know everything. I want you to write me a letter of divorce. Warqad li isti. Okay, khair inshallah. Mahad kufalasa, why? Because I'm getting married. I say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Now I thought, mashallah, and say, and how much is the mahr this time? She said, 25,000. Shin yalla batan kun. Oh, dollar. I said, he must be Somali. She said, yeah, he's my cousin. What is this? Marco, my cousin, imagine one of us, when the Somali guy comes, when an ajnabi comes, is okay. So, it shouldn't be this way. It should be the mahar, generally something acceptable. Something that is decent, something a sister is happy with, and the brother is happy with, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help both, if this is what they tend to do, is to protect themselves. This other thing, the brothers should look into it, and I know the sister would be mad, and extremely upset with this one, but I really have to say it. I've been imam for over 10 years, and I came to a conclusion that the reason that divorce takes place with a certain group of people is because of 1, 2, 3. If you can, do not marry a young lady whom her mother was divorced, was divorcee. Ah, See? I'll tell you why. I know some sisters have been abused, mistreated, and alhamdulillah, those they have right. And we should not blame the young lady for this or for the mother for that. But in the West, what happened is, we came from Somalia. Our women, they found independency. A lot of them, not all of them. And what they did, they left their husbands, so the divorce took place. This young lady now, she doesn't know the problem and the struggle that her mother went through. So she thinks divorce is so simple. My mother survived, I can survive. My mother is divorcee, I can be divorced tomorrow. I don't care this man. She already has experience. And that's what they always say, I'm studying, I'm getting my education, when I get divorced tomorrow. She's already planning to get divorced. She's already planning to get divorced. Why? Because her mother or her older sister is a divorcee. So when you're getting married, I'm not saying we should judge the sisters like this. I know a lot of them will get out of the list, get off the list. But I'm saying, if the sister's parent, mother or a sister is divorced, then you should be careful, because most likely she would take the issue of divorce very light, but not all the time. Number four, since I'm running out of time, and I'd like to leave sometimes and for question and answer and relieve you from this, because you've been sitting here for since morning. You should look the ma'dan, the family of that young lady, especially her mother and her sisters. Hadi Islam Marwa Aitahai, Alhamdulillah, Osala the Hesad Hakasan Orosiada, Ologu Yaganum Magurugeda, Yahalakadeda, Yakuran Keda, Yakitab Keda, and she is a mother like this, she respects her husband, Alhamdulillah, she's from a good family. She's from a good family. So be careful. How do you know if this woman can be sustained and you can keep this wife? Is by watching, learning, asking about her mother and her relatives, sisters and so on. But there are always exceptions. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi Buha, إِنَنْ كِسِنَ وِحُكُوا يَلَيْا بُنَيَا رَكَبْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. So مَعَقُمْ كَافِرِينَ. So it could happen both ways. Now let us go quick. What a sister may look into, a brother should look into a sister, which is the biggest mistake, which is the beauty, and we say we should look over that. Second thing that they look is not the beauty of the face, but the physical appearance. And that's why is a human, is a man's nature. It's a man's nature that they like women with a certain looks. And that's why most of the fitness centers, their members are women. Because women know that men like this by nature, therefore they have to look a certain way and so on. But a mu'min, of course, he has a different agenda and different conditions. Other thing, ya ikhwati fillah, that men usually look in women, studies show, is the smile. Is the smile. If the sister has a pleasant smile, then alhamdulillah. Like in midmarket, Qusash, Afrati, Qusash, Ba'a 10. That's a different case. Afrati, Qusash. No, stay away from that one. Also, men like a woman that is aqila, a rational woman, who can analyze situation, puts her emotions aside, analyze the situation, and they come to a rational conclusion. And this is what most men look for. Also, men usually like women who beautify themselves for their husbands. Not they beautify by nature, but they also beautify. Now, most of the Somali women, and mainly, but also generally Muslim women, they are very attractive, or they prepare themselves when? They They only look beautiful when someone else is going to look at them. None of their husbands. All the dahab ku soo iibiyay shuwa ladi ninka waxa loo xirnaa nin kale ama meel kale. All the beautiful diriyadi meelka loo xirin somewhere else. Not for the husband. And it should be other way around. Women should be very modest outside, and it should be beautiful for her husband, beautiful for her husband. One of the brothers was saying that he said every time that my wife dresses nice is when I'm driving, and I see her nice is when I'm driving her to a wedding. To a wedding, or we're going for azima. So he said, I called her over the phone and I said, we are invited, so get ready. So alhamdulillah, everything. He said, I walk into my house and my wife is so beautiful. So beautiful. So gorgeous. He said, I closed the door and I sat down. Let's go. He said, no, there is no invitation. I just missed the beauty of my wife and I want to see and enjoy my wife. Say to the Makar Rabba, are you serious? Are you serious? Wallahi wa anka arinto. O Mount of the Wahan, all day long I was for you? And this got Rahina. Ha. No. This is what she did. She took her hand and she mopped her face. Imagine Hamuradi in the Kushi Wahwalba colorful man to which he did. Wahuri wallahi wahwakata iblis. Hamuradi Ogan Aro. Now this should not be the case. Yani Ilmara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ماذا قال? Al-mar'a tu saliha. من إذا نظر إليها زوجها صرت she is so beautiful for her husband. And when he tells her to do something, she obeys. There's a lot to talk inshallah. And I don't want to overkill you with this. But I will tell the sisters one last nasiha. And this is for men, and this is the studies that the Western and the Eastern society came conclusion. They said, Ninko, man when he's on his 20s, he's more concerned about the looks of that young lady. How fine she looks. How beautiful she looks. 30s, they don't look into the beauty much, but they look into their intellect. She's intelligent, she's smart, she's rational. 40s, men, they want someone who will take care of them. Someone who will take care of, you know, his needs. Someone who will not say, no, someone who will take care of. This is the three. 20s, appearance. 30s, logic and rational and stability. 40s, someone who will maintain and take care of him. This is the three categories of men, and this is what they like. So when the sisters, mashallah, is dealing with these, she has to be. My next, inshallah, maybe one day we will talk about how to maintain this marriage. Husband and wife got together. Sometimes they said, marriage is the end of love, or the end of love is marriage. It shouldn't be like this. As a matter of fact, it should be the key of love is marriage. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you get married, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, they all give you gifts. And the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَجَعَلَ بَيْنُكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. This is the gift of the marriage. So inshallah, maybe one day perhaps, we will talk about how to maintain a relationship between husband and wife. Well, this is what I have to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَعْلَى وَأَعْلَمُ. جزاكم الله خير.
جزاكم الله خير. الحمد لله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our brother Saeed
for this beautiful lecture.
and all these comments, even though we will have another session in private. We took all the elderly out, including me. We will be out. And we leave the youngsters with the Sheikh.
And then the Sheikh will have more time and more explanation and more discussion, inshallah. Then we'll wait for the next session, inshallah, which is going to be completely private. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.